Engagement ring can be intimidating. At Newsetters, we ensure complete understanding of your purchase. We offer a choice in both lab and mine-grown diamonds and are able to work with any budget. Let our family help educate you on your choice at Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or at wowdiamonds.com.
Royal Banks of Missouri is all about convenience for you. Where else will you find extended drive-up hours until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 2 p.m. on Saturday? You're busy, and now you have a bank with the flexibility your schedule needs. What was that about convenience? Sign up for Royal Banks of Missouri mobile banking system, and rates are down. Refinance your home mortgage. Finance that next vacation with a home equity line of credit, or take care of that new car loan, all with Royal Banks of Missouri. Check them out at royalbanksofmo.com.
Need to sell your home? With super low interest rates, buyers are eagerly waiting for homes to come on the market. But to leverage the highest price for your home, you need the proven strategic marketing of Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. If you're looking for maximum convenience, Mark and Neil can give you an instant cash offer. No showings, repairs, or hassles, just cash in hand. Call the agents I would trust to sell my home. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991 or online at 590homes.com. That's 590homes.com.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Eric Napudi. Do you love America and freedom? If so, then let me personally invite you and your family to Freedom Tour Missouri. It is a free, family-friendly, pro-American, patriotic event, September the 12th at Arrowhead Construction on Highway 70 across from Mid Rivers Mall. Food trucks will be there, vendors, guest speakers including Kevin Jackson, Mark McCluskey, Dr. Rashid Buttar, Stacy Washington, and much, much more. Come join us September the 12th. Gates open at 11. Ceremony goes from 12 to 3. Go to MissouriFreedomTour.com. That's MissouriFreedomTour.com.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shears every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up at any of the 6 video game machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shears location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shears every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shears. Play here, win big.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple, Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
Sorry to disappoint everybody, but Styx is not on with us today. John Landoff III will not be joining us. We have a replacement for him instead. Please say hello to John Landoff Jr.
Where's that audience? Turn on their microphone. Come on. There they are. They have their mic on in the annex. John, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. And how are you, Frank?
Woo, we got a nice, clean phone connection today.
That doesn't answer my question. How are you doing?
See, there you go. Mr. Clean
phone connection. Well, you know, it's like, you know, we don't have three sticks, but we've got, you know, the old man.
Let me tell you how that comes off.
Let me tell you how
this comes off to listeners when, you know, I say, hey, John, how are you? You say, I'm great. And I say, wow, we got a good, and you say, that's not what I was talking about. That's not what I asked you. See, that comes off like you might be in a bad mood today.
People love it. People love that.
They do.
They're like, man, we love the banter. We love the back and forth. And I'm like, well, let me tell you.
Let me read you an email.
It's not made up. This is.
Let me read you an email.
This comes natural.
Here's an email. Dear Frank, I really used to enjoy the segment with John Landoff, but it seems that lately he's rude to you and almost like maybe he's a jerk and we didn't know it. I wish he wouldn't talk to you that way. That email came in.
Who's that by?
That is from Anita, I guess you pronounce it, help me out here, B-I-G-G-U-N, Anita Biggin?
Okay.
Anita Biggin from Shoveltown, Missouri. Thank you, Anita. Thank you for that so much for that email.
Sister Ima.
I'm a big.
Yeah, I got one. I got one here from Roy Snodgrass, and Roy goes, you know, John, I really do appreciate the banter back and forth with Frank because he seems to love to give everybody trouble, but he can't take it himself.
So and who is that from again?
Everybody else to keep giving it to.
Who's that from again? Who's that from again?
Roy Snodgrass.
Well, I happen to know. Where's he from?
He is from Hazelwood, Missouri.
Yep, that's him. I know Roy Snodgrass. Hang on a second. This is not going to go well with you. This is going to embarrass you. Hang on a second. Hang on. Hold on.
Is that me?
Hello. Hey, Roy.
Ah, Frank.
Yeah, Roy. How you doing?
I'm doing.
Yeah, did you send an email to John Londoff saying that I was, I don't know, mean to him?
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about. I never sent him an email about anything.
All right, Roy, it's all I needed. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Well, there you go. Roy Snodgrass confirming he did not send such an email.
It's weird how you had his number right
Well,
there.
I'm friends with him.
Oh.
Yeah. His cell phone
number. Yeah, you're friends with everybody.
I am, yeah.
Yeah, you get a lot of friends, buddy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're the, you know, hey, it's your show, like I say.
Yeah.
So,
for now.
You know, good week. Hey, so, they just tore down the Washington Elizabeth Bridge.
I saw that on the news.
You used to give me trouble years ago. You'd say, Washington Elizabeth Bridge, 270 Washington Elizabeth. But I don't say that. I don't talk that way.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I do not.
I couldn't tell any difference from when you just did that and when you normally talk. That's how much you talk that way. Now, so what happens to the signs coming from either direction, Elizabeth Washington, Washington Elizabeth? Are those signs going to change?
No, they're not going to change because the new bridge will be done in about 80 days or less.
Okay.
So you can get off at the Florissant Road exit if you're heading east and you come under the bridge. And then you take a right-hand turn on Dunn Road, and you are less than a half a mile from the dealership, probably a quarter of a mile after you make that right-hand turn on Dunn Road, which is literally that's how I've been getting to the dealership for the last 30 years. And you say, well, why? Why do you advertise Washington?
Well, why? Why do you advertise Washington Elizabeth? You said
that's
say that,
question.
So I said it.
That's a great question, Frank. Thanks for following instructions, finally. So what happened was, everyone takes the Washington Elizabeth exit, and sometimes you're sitting in traffic, boom, you get up, and the light turns red, and you got to sit and wait. And as you know, I'm not real patient, never really have been. So I take the Florissant Road exit, which now is getting very, very busy, but they've lengthened the light. So, hey, folks, listen, anyway, AM and the PM crowd, we will get you taken care of. And if you need be, we'll come bring the vehicle to you. So,
coming from Illinois, do they also take the Florissant Road exit?
No, sir. Great question. Again, great question. You can take the Washington Elizabeth exit
from the east.
When you're coming westbound
okay.
On 270.
Okay. But from that direction, it's called the Elizabeth Washington exit. It is.
Okay.
It's reversed. Okay. Well, it is. I'm making sure people know how to get to you. That's all. So coming from the west, take Florissant Road. Coming from east of the dealership, take the Elizabeth Washington exit. That's it. That's all they need to know. It's that easy.
And it was that easy because we had a really good weekend. A really good weekend and more AM and the PM people. So thank you so very much. And just... great weather this weekend, and everyone's in a good mood.
No, they're
almost.
Not.
No, almost.
Not everyone. Yeah.
No. But, I mean, aren't you in a good mood?
No, not today, no. I'm not.
Right.
Right.
Well, how many days out of the week are you in a good mood?
One.
And why that one day? Why? Because why
it's Thursday.
No, because it's Friday. We don't work on Friday. Friday, I'm usually in a pretty good mood. And Thursday, Limey's right. Sometimes I'm in a good mood 2 days a week, Thursday and Friday, because Thursday means Friday's coming.
So now we're up to 2 days.
Yeah, sometimes.
What can you do to work on the other five?
Nothing. I've been this way my whole life. Nothing.
Why?
It's the way I'm made. I'm just wired to be in a bad mood.
That's how his mother raised him, I guarantee you.
stitches.
Well, no, hold on. Nobody's mother raised. Now listen to me. You're going to listen to me, little man. You're going to be in a bad mood.
No, she did. She just raised you, and she just badgered it into your head that you were just going to have like a terrible day.
Nope.
And that's what you're like now.
She never did that.
Yeah.
She did a lot of other things wrong, but she didn't.
I've taken a psychology class. I kind of know a thing or two.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Seriously?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I took a psychology class. I got an A+ in the.
Can you analyze us?
No, not really. I don't really know enough to analyze stuff, but I can notice a couple things.
What do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, I can now tell Twitch and things like that. No, come on. Now I'm spacing. There's.
How about body language?
Oh, body language. You can tell how people like, you know, the different faces. I learned about how
you know that
like,
I
babies
scowl
grow
all
stuff.
The time.
My you
wife,
do scowl all
my
the time.
My wife tells me that I always look mad.
Mm-hmm.
She said, you always look mad. Mm-hmm. That's what she said to me.
That's a sign of a small wiener.
And that made me mad. Yeah. And then I really look mad when she said that. But I do scowl. I don't walk around smiling.
You don't.
Big old smile.
You don't.
Hey, how you doing?
I scowl.
You missed what Dan said about that.
What did you say? I missed it. What, Dan?
I said that's a sign of a small wiener.
Yeah. And,
you know,
and that
quiet.
Puts me in a bad mood. I wish it were bigger. So, okay.
Don't worry about it now. It's too late.
you're telling me. It is, yeah, it's too late.
At the size of the ship, it's the motion of the ocean.
Did you make that up?
Yes.
Another thing, Limey, is personal space. You ever notice that a lot of people don't, they, you know, before social distancing became a fad, because now it's a fad, and I still think I see it so goofy. I see people standing outside, they're all, they look like 10 feet apart.
They want to stand there, talk to you, and like keep one of their arms resting on your shoulder, or like they've got your hand on your shoulder, and they're just talking to you. I do not like that.
Or the guy that walks beside you with his arm around you. Hey, buddy.
It's a sign of dominance, that is.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You don't like being touched, period, right?
That's not true. I like being touched by women. You bet I do. Women could touch me all day, all over.
Wow, is that a tic-tac?
The Cardinals have a pitching coach named Mike Mannix. He can't do it this year because of the COVID restrictions, but when he goes out, when he went out to the mound last year, his thing is, it doesn't care if it's Wainwright or a rookie or anybody in between, his thing is to go out there, and when he's talking to him, he puts his hand on their shoulder.
Yeah.
And just kind of soothes and massages their shoulder.
Yeah, I would hate that.
While he's talking on the mound.
Unless I were being paid that kind of money, then I wouldn't
then
hate
do it.
Yeah, I could do it.
But he can't do it this year.
No? I'm sure.
No, touching. No touching. Oh, yeah. No touching until after the elections, and then we'll have to go back to. There'll be all kinds of touching going on, but no. The personal space and the psychological phenomenon is that there are people that, you know, if you move a step close, they move a step back, and then if you wait a few seconds and you move a step closer to them, they move a step back, and then if you get them to where they're like getting close to a wall, then they move to the left or to the right. There's a lot of people that do not like you to invade their personal space. And, Frank, you're one of those people.
No, I'm not. You know that's not true. No, I'm not.
If you're only happy 2 days out of the week, the other 5 days, you don't want any personal space. You don't want anyone touching you or coming close to you.
There's a difference in not wanting people close to you and backing up and then having them touch like a guy. I don't want some guy putting his arm around me or his hand on my shoulder. That's all I don't like. I don't care if somebody's next to me. I have shaken as many hands, hugged as many people for the last 4 months as I have the rest of my life. I haven't stopped any of that. And 90% of the people that I shake hands with or women I hug, they don't reel and step back. They're fine with it. They go, oh, whew, thank goodness. You're not scared of this COVID either. And I'm not. It doesn't exist.
There's
but
no
I'm just
scared.
Not scared.
There's
of
no such word. There's no such word as a scared.
I didn't say. I did not say.
I'm not scared.
No, hold on.
You're
I did
scared.
Not. No, I've never.
Afraid or I'm scared. Oh God, I love correcting you once in a lifetime.
Well, when you can correct me, please do. But in this case, you can't because I did not say that. I started to say afraid.
And
I changed my mind and changed it to scared. I know there's no such word as a scared.
Limey, pull up the. I'll pull it up later on the podcast.
I know there. I know there ain't no such of a word as a scared.
I'm a scared.
Oh God. So today is August the 31st. It is the last day of the month. And AM the PM crowd, if you're like, well, I can't get there today, you can still call us. You can still lock in on something. We can still report it to General Motors, new car, new truck, new SUV. On the pre-owned side, business is very, very, very good. And again, we're buying a lot of vehicles off the street. So if you've got a car, truck, SUV, and you say, we don't need this vehicle, we've got a, you know, one of our kids is off to college. They can't have a vehicle. They won't have a vehicle. So we'll buy it. We will buy it, and we will give you really, really, really good money.
What if they have a crossover? Will you take that? You said car, truck, or SUV. That's what you wanted. There are crossovers that are not any of those things. You take those two.
Crossovers are considered an SUV. The Traverse is a crossover, and it's an SUV.
Okay.
You tried. Hey, I give you a. At least you tried.
I don't consider the Traverse an SUV. It's a crossover.
It's really not your decision. It's General Motors.
Does General Motors consider it an SUV?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All I know is I'm scared to jump into this conversation. I ain't getting involved.
You know that when the show's over, I'm going to start digging to see what the designation of the Traverse is.
You gonna Google it?
Oh, good.
Sure.
Tim's gonna do it right now. You watch.
Tim's checking it right now.
But your listeners would
and if I'm wrong and it's an SUV, I will happily say, "Wow, I didn't know that." But I think it's a crossover.
What's the difference?
Well, the crossover is higher than a regular car. It's higher off the ground.
Okay.
Well,
hold on. This just in.
Hey,
go ahead.
Are you cutting me off?
Yes. Hang on. Go ahead, Tim.
The Chevrolet Traverse is a 7 or 8 seat full size crossover SUV.
Thank you. Whoa. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody. And that is from what website?
Wikipedia.
Okay.
That's SUV. Look up Chevy.com, and you'll say the family of SUVs, Trax, Equinox, Blazer, Traverse.
On Chevrolet.com, they do not use the word crossover. They call it the Chevy Traverse is a midsize SUV.
They do call it midsize SUV?
Bingo. On the Chevrolet.com.
Well, I will take that word over Wikipedia. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one time John Landoff actually knew something about the cars. So there you go. He gets the win on this one.
You just can't.
You were supposed to say, I didn't know that.
You're supposed to put one more dig into me because I heard the podcast. I heard you, which I'm proud to say that my son, yes.
Yeah.
He's much brighter than me. He knows more about the inventory, and he should, you know. And I'm proud, but he does. He knows much, much more about the cars and trucks and SUVs because he helps order them. You know, we got a team of really bright people that order all of our vehicles. I'm not in those meetings. I might pop in, I might wave, say, hey, can I get someone to water? But I let them, you know, because when they're ordering vehicles, they're spending a lot of money. We can't make any mistakes.
Here's the deal. You don't have to know, and you're not supposed to know all that. You're supposed to make sure that everybody else that works there, the people who should know it, and that everybody gets treated the way they're supposed to be treated. And that's what you're there for. You can't know all that stuff. You can't know anything about the service department. If they pop the hood up, nobody would expect you to know, show me what the catalytic converter, whatever is. You don't need to know that.
Yeah. Right. What about a harmonic balancer?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay.
I don't know anything that's under the hood.
They use to balance harmonics.
I don't know.
No, wrong.
Anything mechanical under the hood of any car.
I have a harmonic balance. You once upon a time.
Uh-oh.
See, there's conflicting info on this. Like KBB.com, they call it a family-sized crossover SUV.
Mm-hmm.
So some sites say crossover, some sites don't.
Tim, he already tried to apologize, but he made fun of me. So you can give it a Tim.
Tim knows who pays him. He's working hard trying to get this crossover thing over.
Now, if we
find a GM site or something that says crossover, we may have to start this over. But I'm going to go with SUV because of all the sites so far, the one I think we have to go with is Chevy.com. So,
Well, how about we talk about Complete Auto Body? Had lunch with Kurt Barks and his team, and our parts manager Chris Krogan and Bruce Weiner, and he had Kevin and Tim with him, and we great meeting. We talked a lot about you. Talked a lot about how, you know, you're sitting in business.
I hope more so.
So I might as well just say, hey, they do unbelievable work. Of all the body shops I've dealt with, there's some great body shops. I don't have one. I don't have a body shop. I just I really have a hard time, having a body shop here. I think when I was a young kid, they were filthy dirty. But you go into a Complete Auto body shop, spotless.
Yep.
You know, you can, if you keep it clean, and he just bought a body shop across the street, Lanero Auto Body, and it's literally right on Purcell Road, and we'll be able to deliver parts very easily, quite easily to him, even with the Washington Elizabeth Bridge being under reconstruction. So all good. Last day of the month, AM of the PM crowd, thank you so much for all you do. Frank and team, always a pleasure getting to talk to you.
The pleasure's all ours.
I can tell, Frank. I can tell.
It is.
And so, Dan, would you sing the jingle for me?
Sure.
No, he means now.
Oh.
Like right now.
Okay. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Wow. Well, he's in a band.
How about Frank?
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet.
Oh.
By the low everybody.
Overhead
Dan,
way.
Dan, he didn't say the whole jingle.
Oh. Just
that part. You guys got good voices. Dan does. No, Frank, you do too. Dan, why don't invite Frank to join the band?
Yeah, that'll happen.
No,
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. 636-705-5700. 636-706-5700 at the Autoplex in beautiful St. Peter's, Missouri, and Johnny Landoff Chevrolet in beautiful Forest, Missouri. 24/7, 365 at Landoff.com.
Okay, they're on the way.
Oh, Frank, I cannot tell you, this has, been almost the highlight of my day.
Well, then the highlight is still yet to come. Enjoy it. And I hope it's something really good. It will be. Thank you.
Well, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
He did that on purpose, just because he knows it irritates us. Before you play the theme song for Josh Bellman, today is the day Princess Diana was killed.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Anybody want to take a guess at how long ago that was?
Oh, 97? Wow.
13.
I'll say.
Well, now you blew it.
40 years ago.
23 years. Wow.
Josh Bellman, who's not even supposed to speak yet.
Oh, sorry.
Blew it. 23 years. That's just incredible to me.
Wow.
You know how long Chris Farley has been dead?
That's since 96, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Even longer. That seems hard. It just can't be that Chris Farley's been gone that long.
Wow.
But he has. I mentioned that only because I was reading, there's a book called The Chris Farley Show. Wow, is it interesting about him. And it's written, and you're reading passages that were transcribed, spoken by his brothers, his friends, people on SNL. It's pretty good. But that's for a later time. Start the music, please, Bruce.
Help. I need somebody help. Not just anybody.
That is Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra as the Beatles. And they do it pretty well. This is what you do now. You have a tech question, something irritating you, you're trying to buy a phone, you don't know what to buy, you don't know how much of what you're reading or hearing is just sales blabble, babble, blabber, whatever, or what's the truth? He can help you, or he can help you with something you already have that's driving you nuts. 314-821-0590, or as Johnny says, zero. Or 855-282-8255. Josh Bauman's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com for more. Please welcome Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
Good.
So, You don't seem quite as rattled as last time because you had some technical Zoom issues before, and I guess that's all straightened out.
Sure. Yeah.
Are they in school, the kids?
We are in seat 5 days. We gave parents that weren't comfortable sending their kids back the option to do virtual. But yeah, we are in seat 5 days a week. With 80% of our students, only 20% picked the virtual option.
Well, I'm going to predict this virtual crap is not going to last more than a couple of months because I think people are just going to get fed up with it. And I don't think kids are going to learn the way they should, and I don't think they're going to learn to socialize and interact with each other the way they should, so I hope it comes to an end. And I also don't believe that people should be quite... Look, easy for me to say, well, you have your little kids in school. Now, I have a grandson, though, and I had kids, and... they're among the least susceptible people to this. They're more susceptible to lots of other things than they are COVID. I think they should be in school, and I hope it's soon. And I think you'll see within a couple of months, probably three at the most, most of them will be back in school. I hope so, anyway. So where are we? What do you have today?
So SpaceX did another launch yesterday, and I know this is I've talked about this before, but it is still really cool to watch those rockets come back completely unmanned, driven by a computer, and land upright on the launch pad for reuse. It is completely fascinating. If you have not watched that, go to YouTube, search on YouTube for SpaceX launch and landing. I promise you, you will have Frank's reaction of just, wow.
I tell you what it's like. I have a drone. I'm a drone guy. So I have a drone that I send it up in the air, and if I lose sight of it, just lose track of it. I touch a screen that says home. It comes and lands itself right back in front of me where it took off.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That's what this is like, only with a massive rocket that has to stand up on end like that.
Yeah, it is. The little legs kick out automatically. There's no human interaction. It is all done via the computer on the onboard computer. It is fascinating to watch. So if you haven't seen that, it's worth watching. And another thing about SpaceX, one of their projects has been the Starlink satellite network. They are launching hundreds and hundreds of small satellites to offer high-speed internet across Earth in areas that it is underserved. And their hope is that they're going to get some federal money for stimulus to do this.
This can't come soon enough. What's it called?
Starlink.
Wow, I can use that.
I figured.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, thank you. Okay. They did their first test, I think it was probably 2 weeks ago. They are seeing ranges of 11 meg to 60 meg down from a satellite, which is way better than what you saw or are seeing on your satellite internet at home now. Yeah. That's almost Charter speed. So it's pretty fascinating what Elon has... it's yet another project that Elon has taken on.
So realistically, how far out in the future before we can use it?
You know, they're testing now. I mean, it's usable now, but they're not going to sell the service, right? They want to expand the number of satellites. They have a few hundred now. I think they want a few more hundred up there. I would say maybe 16 months, 18 months.
How many satellites do we have?
I have
floating around, circling the Earth. Tim's going to look it up.
Do it, Tim.
Let's just guess. Limey, how many satellites do we have?
I'll say out of everybody, all the countries, all about 2,000, 2,500 satellites.
Dan?
I'd say 3,000.
All right. Josh, what do you think?
I 1,500.
I'm going to go 5,000.
Right. Today, there are 4,994 satellites in orbit.
So close.
Wow.
And they don't collide into each other.
Seven of which are not revolving around Earth. They're revolving around other planets.
Okay. That's a lot of stuff.
And Elon Musk, if I may throw this in there real quick, because Josh was talking about SpaceX, you know, and obviously he founded that. I believe it was either last week or last month, he became the world's fifth $100 billion man.
Oh.
And he is 49 years old.
Did you see his press conference for the computer chip in the brain thing Friday?
No.
Yeah,
they're going to try and take over our brains.
One of his companies that he owns is trying to interface the human being with a computer by a computer chip implanted into your brain, and he has done it in a pig. Mm-hmm. So they did a whole demonstration Friday with a pig. Yeah.
Basically, what they want to use is like find new ways, say, people who are deaf, you know, or people who are blind.
Right.
It could help reconnect some of the synapses or some of the issues that they've got in the brain, right? A lot of people think that he just wants to use it to take over our minds, and I just kind of want to help perpetrate that. So I just...
That's what you're telling people?
Yeah, that's anybody time somebody brings it up, I'm just telling them he's doing it to control our minds.
Sure.
Yeah.
So what does that mean? Like, give me an example of what you could do if he put that...
Well, I mean, you could make somebody go to the grocery store for you if you wanted to. You could make somebody, like, climb a tree if you wanted to. I mean, if you control somebody's mind, you can do anything, really.
Is that true, Josh?
Sure. I think what Limey's first suggestion was enhancements for people with disabilities, either deaf. You know, we have cochlear implants now, but maybe this could help more. They say it's one of the ideas is a medical telemetry type thing, being able to operate a computer with just brainwaves, so mm-hmm. not speaking anything, not making any emotions.
This is absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
I think it's at the Philadelphia University, but they have it now where a woman paralyzed from the neck down actually has a microchip in her head that can control a mechanical arm attached to her wheelchair, and there's video where she can actually controls it to pick up a candy bar, and it brings it to her mouth. And she takes a bite out of it. And she's not saying, move.
She just wills it to do it.
She just thinks it, and it happens.
Okay, which is exactly what we do every day.
Exactly.
Sure.
I don't have to really give it much thought right now.
It's incredible. Yeah, it's incredible.
So, why not? I believe that.
His plan is to have a robot surgically implant a chip in your brain, and then you have these slim wires with electrodes on them implanted behind your ear, that then sends signals out to the computer.
Yeah.
Look, for example, quadriplegics could use those to
type,
operate a computer
stuff, yeah.
or right. whatever.
I prefer to look at it that way. And
sure.
not like Limey's way, they're going to control us.
Hey, that's very good.
I'd rather go with the deaf people can hear. People can walk.
Well, that makes way more sense, and it's probably what he's actually trying to do. But still, there's some nutjobs out there that think he wants to control our minds.
He wants to use it for health reasons primarily.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like people with shakes with Parkinson's. He wants to recontrol their brain to not make them have the shakes.
I can imagine having the mind of that guy.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
I don't even know how he
divorced his second
personally.
Wife and then remarried her. It's like, do you think she came back to him realizing what was going down, or he went back to her because she took half in the first place?
I don't know.
I need to investigate
But how does
that.
A guy like that put up with the rest of the boring world? He has to be bored out of his mind if he tries to participate in anything with us.
I just want to know how he made his first million. Like,
PayPal.
How did he do that? Really?
Well, he founded PayPal. He founded X, which X became PayPal.
Wow.
That was one of the first big things he did. I know that.
Good. He deserves every penny of it. Good for him. I don't begrudge him any of it. He's a brilliant, brilliant guy.
One of his ideas was to solve traffic in L.A. and Vegas just to bore a tunnel underneath the city. And he's done it. In Vegas, he has a company called The Boring Company. And in Vegas, he made a one-mile tunnel under, I don't know if it's the Strip or off to the Strip. It connects the Hilton Convention Center with something. In like 6 months, he had this done, and he's alleviating traffic off of the Strip now. He thinks so outside of the box and is able to
Boston
simplify
did that.
Things.
Boston did that. They called it the Big Dig.
Yeah.
Where instead of to alleviate traffic, they just dug tunnels under everything. It took them almost 20 years to do it.
Yeah. Wow. Elon's doing it in like 6 months.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
You ever think about this? Because I do. The things actually that we don't ever think about, like sitting here right now and raising my left hand, it's just something told my brain, told my arm to. Isn't that incredible? Here's the other one. The idea that, and the reason this came to me, I was watching somebody play an instrument, and I thought, how do they know exactly where to go for that note? But then I thought of this. Give me a note, Dan.
E.
No, I mean the without even trying to find it, I can duplicate it. Give me another note.
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating? I don't have to find it.
Yeah.
I just immediately.
You're mimicking it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's
incredible.
It is. I just think stuff like that, And I know not everybody walks around thinking about that, but it's pretty amazing. So why not have the ability someday to have something help you do that if you're no longer capable of doing it, you know, naturally?
CNBC says Elon Musk makes $500 million a day. That comes to a sticky $20 million an hour.
That's what I used to make at KTR.
You're by Jeff Bezos over the weekend. He's over like $200 billion now. That's another guy. I think he's also trying to get our lifetime,
he's catching up to Gates. He's almost caught Gates.
Even in my lifetime, we will see a trillionaire.
Sure.
Probably.
And it'll be one of those two. It's going to be...
Now let's break this down. $100 billion, that's what, what's his name? $100 billion is 100,000 million. He can give 100,000 people $1 million.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Where do I sign up for that?
Yeah, right.
No kidding.
Woo. Man. It'd take the fun out of shopping. It would.
He could just walk in and just buy the entire mall and just be like, okay, I own this store now.
Now
and
what? Then
he's
what?
Got everything.
Yeah, then what? Well, I mean, seriously, I think if you can buy any...
Are you serious?
Oh,
I want those shoes.
All right, you know what? After the show, 6:30, you know where to go.
What?
You know where we always go.
The room. Well, and to put his brilliance in perspective, Albert Einstein had an IQ of 160, Elon Musk 155.
Wow, right interesting.
There, right there with him.
He's an idiot.
Right there with him.
And I think the
combined IQ of all five people in this show right now might be 200.
Right. What was Forrest Gump's, like 70 or something movie?
But here's the proof. That alone doesn't mean you're going to do anything great at all.
I know.
You can have an IQ that's in the genius level.
The Unabomber.
And you know what your IQ is? Do you know what
mine?
It is?
No, I have no idea.
Anybody?
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm the only person here that knows what my IQ is.
I used to make a joke that it was 2020, but nobody ever laughed, so I stopped saying it.
They're not laughing now.
2020.
Was it? Are you serious?
Yes. Yeah, it was 134.
That's pretty good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Where did you have your IQ done, the test?
I don't remember.
But then they ask you like a bunch of random questions, name this shape or this math calculation.
It's very weird. They're all over the place. Yeah. You don't know where you took an IQ test?
No.
I think you have to have an IQ of at least 140 to be able to remember where you had the test. I think.
That's where it is.
And this is Josh's segment, so I'm sorry to eat it. Can we take a couple of calls?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's start with Steve. He's been holding a long, long time. Steve, welcome to 590 The Fan. Say hello to Josh Bauman.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Steve.
Hello, Steve.
So, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
So, I had a question. It's about video editing software.
Okay.
So, I've gone online. I've tried free samples or week trials, this, that, and the other. And everything either seems to be so complex that you have to have a degree to work with it, mm-hmm. or so simple that I don't even want to spend my money on it. So, would you possibly have a suggestion for me to upload like drone footage or 4K or 1080p footage to a program and start to edit with music?
You must be wanting to do some really fancy editing. Not just dissolves, fades, titles, basic graphics. I mean, are you looking to do something really, really...
Making porn?
Yeah. I mean, out there
I'm trying to make a video, like a music video.
What are those really simple ones that you found that you didn't even want to deal with?
Well, most of them were like the Microsoft software and what came with this, that, and the other.
I
assume you don't have an iPad or an Apple laptop or desktop.
No, I'm not working with Mac or...
Okay. You could... So the two that come to mind that we can that we've used at school are a website called WeVideo, W-E-Video. They do let you try it for a little bit, but they put a watermark on it, so you could at least try it and see if it falls into that category of oversimplified or crazy hard. The other one is probably the gold standard out on the market, Adobe's product, Creative Cloud. I believe it's Adobe Premiere. Is their video editing software?
That's what I was going to say.
You're going to pay, I believe, $20 a month to get Creative Cloud, I think. But that when you say complex, Adobe Premiere can get as complex as you want to make it. But I know for a fact there are really good tutorials on YouTube that you could watch and would simplify a good piece of it.
Well, that's basically what I've been doing, and I'm not opposed to paying a couple hundred dollars for a suite to get everything that I would need, but I don't know whether it's going to be beyond my comprehension or not.
Adobe Premiere, that's something that I used in Broadcast Center, and that's it. I mean, it's pretty in-depth and complex.
Yeah. Steve, you said, is the music video for you? Are you the musician or singer?
Yes, both.
So you want to do a music video of you, what, you say both, singing and playing?
Well, we've got stock footage from shows. We've been doing 1080p and 4K video of us performing live over a track so that we can actually make like an actual video. Like, it's not going to be like a garage band sitting around.
I got you. What do you play?
With costumes. And
what do you play?
I'm the bass player and lead singer.
Hey, Dan. He's a bass player. And lead singer.
What's the name of your band?
Dead Planet.
Dead Planet.
Dead Planet.
Cool. I like that.
Yeah, I actually asked you, Dan, about the wireless...
The wireless.
That,
yeah,
that was a long one.
Did you name your band after Dan named his band? No, did you tell the truth?
The band was actually named in 1988.
That's a little before us.
Okay, well, you're in the clear.
A couple of years after I was born.
Okay.
Did you get the wireless? That wireless thing that I use.
I did, and it works fantastic.
I know. I love that thing.
All right. So that we can move on, what do you think? Did we help him here or not?
Well, I really think you're going to want to look at Adobe Premiere. I think for what you're wanting to do, that's going to give you the most polished end product, but it will likely be somewhat difficult.
So there is a learning curve, but I know how to use YouTube.
I got a feeling you're pretty smart.
Yeah,
you'll figure it out.
Yeah, just some time watching tutorials on YouTube, and you'll be fine, probably.
So Adobe Premiere should be where I should spend my money.
That's where I would start.
Excellent.
Now you don't sound like you'd be a singer. What kind of music do you sing?
Well, I have a background in musical theater, everything from Godspell, Fiddler on the Roof, and all that.
Would you just sing us like just 10 seconds of anything? Like If I Were a Rich Man, anything. Just that's Fiddler on the Roof or Sunrise Sunset. Just anything. I'm serious. I'd love to hear it.
You're really sorry you called today, aren't you?
They asked me to sing. Right, look, somebody says, Frank, sing. I sing it, and I'm not even a singer. You're a singer. Just anything. You said you can sing all kinds of things. Whatever it is you like to sing, give me a little bit of it.
Well, this one's from a musical called Dames at Sea, which, I forget her name. She was in The Jerk. She was female. Lead.
Well, what's the name of the song from Dames at Sea?
It's called The Beguine.
The Beguine. All right. I like to hear a little of it. Go ahead.
I'm not sure where to focus my voice on the microphone, so this might sound terrible.
Okay.
The Beguine, I hear The Beguine. Deep in my heart, it beats a wild tattoo.
All right, I'm convinced. All right, that's it. I'm convinced. Would have thought that voice would come out of the speaking voice, but see, you never know. That was very good.
And
we heard it on a bad, it's the worst we could hear it over the phone. So I'm sure you're in person, you're probably very good. And you're kind of an opera singer. Like, that had a little operatic feel to it.
Well, I can do that, and this one's actually a rock band, so it's a lot more growly and guttural, and Nickelback meets Slayer.
Okay,
Nickelback meets Slayer. I know,
it's weird.
No, I'm guessing you're pretty good. All right, Steve, I wish, you know, if anybody here was in the video business, we could probably have been of more help, but I'd go with what Josh said. He knows a lot.
Oh, and there's someone on the phone, too. He has a question for Josh, but he said that the Adobe Premiere can be as complicated as you want or as easy as you want.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you want.
Well, I very much appreciate it.
Well, Steve, thanks for the song, and thanks for calling.
All right. You have a great day.
Bye-bye.
That was like an opera singer.
In a good mood, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, he's happy. Called before. He's always in a good mood.
Yeah, I think he
had a very recognizable voice, huh?
He was in a good mood because he talked to me.
Yeah, that's it. Let's go with that. Let's go to Ron. Ron, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Ron.
Tim.
Hello.
No, he didn't say that.
No.
I was getting ready to say AM and the PM, so I'm going to the punch.
He said hi, Tim.
Well, let me explain something. Limey is taking a course in psychology and in psychic reading. So he knew you were about to say it, so he went ahead and hit it. So the course is working. We don't have a lot of time. We've got about a minute or so. What do you got for Josh?
I'll make it quick. I got an email from Apple, says they want me to join a class action lawsuit.
No.
I know some of y'all have Apples. Have y'all received the same one? I don't want to get this as a phishing thing and get scammed.
Yeah, get rid of it. Josh, you tell me.
Well,
I say get rid of it.
Is it the battery? Is it the battery class action?
No, this is says if you had a success for that ran an iOS 10.1 from December 21st, 2017 on. Oh. This is a action lawsuit for the. Says device performance litigation.
Yeah, that's real. Battery. Yep, that's a real one.
Okay, here's why I say delete it. You know how much you're going to get out of this?
Yeah, like $12.
$8.16. Yeah. You serious? You're not going to get a big check. You're just not.
Really? No,
The law firm will get about $30 million.
Yeah.
You won't.
Okay, so it's a legitimate thing.
Oh, I'm sure it is, and I've got legitimates too. I throw them in the trash if they come in regular mail, or I delete them because you're not getting it. You're not getting them, just a tiny, tiny piece of that because you're splitting your part with hundreds of thousands of people. You might as well get rid of it. Yeah.
Appreciate your help. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. And look at that. We have. Let's see if we can help Kirk in about 1 minute and 20 seconds. Kirk, we'll jump right in here. Welcome to 590 The Fan. What do you got for Josh Bauman?
A new Mac Mini, 2020 Mac Mini with 16 gig of RAM, and I'm using just a cheapy webcam that I've gotten from Amazon. I can be on a Zoom meeting, and I have the paid subscription, and I can be on there a half an hour. I can be on an hour, 10 minutes. All of a sudden, it crashes the machine, and it goes.
Wow.
Goes away.
And you're using the Zoom app instead of the browser plugin?
See, that's what I don't know that I'm sure that I'm using or not.
Go to
somebody was saying something about using the Safari app for Zoom is what causes it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't know that it causes it, but if you can go to the app store and get the Zoom app itself, you'll have a much better experience.
Okay. It crashes the machine, and I was thinking 16 gig of RAM.
It should be plenty.
All right. And then, I get the subscription to Creative Cloud for, $60 a month because I use Photoshop and Premiere and Audition and that, and it's the best thing out there for anybody, especially with the YouTube videos and helping people because it used to be really complicated, but they're making it easier and easier with every version that comes out.
All right. We appreciate that. Thank you, Kirk.
All right.
Okay, thanks a lot. Have a good night, guys. Yeah, I'm in the PM.
Name Kirk. It always reminds me of that one time I interviewed Kirk Douglas. Man, I'll never forget that.
What did he say?
Well, it was years ago, but he could kind of see what was coming with all this technology and social media. I said, what do you think about it? I'll just play it for us real quick. I can't stand it. It makes me sick. Kirk Douglas. Wow. Thanks for that. Mm-hmm. Good friend. He was a good friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, look at that time. We have Playhouse coming up. It is 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. There are now more than 6 million confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States. Tom Roberts has the details.
According to Johns Hopkins University, 183,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the country. The U.S. reported more than 47,000 new cases on Sunday, along with nearly 1,000 more deaths. Health experts are warning Americans against gathering for Labor Day activities. They say even social get-togethers among